Our tech team is all over the cloud this week, and you're forgiven if you're still a bit foggy about what exactly that term, the cloud, means. Technologists still argue over exactly what it is, but it's undeniable that a shift has taken place. More and more companies and consumers are storing their digital stuff somewhere other than their own computers. We're going to hear about some of the options for putting your pictures, music, documents, and videos in the cloud. First, the basics. Where is that cloud anyway? Here's NPR's Steve Henn.
You hear the term the cloud, and you picture something puffy, white, clean, and quiet. Cloud computing is anything but. Even from a distance, you can hear the hum. This building in Santa Clara, in the heart of Silicon Valley, is about a quarter of a mile long.
And it's about the same size and length as a Nimitz aircraft carrier.
It's owned by DuPont Fabros.
Please step into the door.
Paul Hopkins, a regional VP here, is showing me around. In this place, SC1 isn't fully built out yet, but when it is, it will use enough electricity to power more than 57,000 homes. Just inside the door, there's a corridor that will stretch in a straight line for more than 1,000 feet.
The guys that work here a lot have their own little Razor scooters to get around. I mean, it's a heck of a long walk, you know, if you're walking back and forth all day.
DuPont Fabros is one of a half dozen cloud storage providers you've probably never heard of. But their business is to build out these enormous buildings that house and cool millions of computer servers. This company's customers include Microsoft and Facebook. Picture dozens of cavernous ballrooms all lined up in a row. Now elevate those rooms' floors, then run super-powered air conditioning systems underneath, and then stuff the space with as many racks of computers as you can possibly imagine.
In one of these rooms here, we could fit 450 cabinets. Each cabinet has 30 to 50 servers, just a ton of compute.
All those machines running full out use a huge amount of energy and throw off a ton of heat. This sound is the industrial chilling plant. The cloud consumes enormous quantities of energy. Researchers at Greenpeace estimate that if the cloud were a country, it would be one of the biggest consumers of electricity on the planet.
It would rank around sixth in the world.
Gary Cook is at Greenpeace. So sixth, where does that put it?
That is right after Russia and right before Germany.
Other estimates are smaller, but the figures are still staggering. And the cloud is growing faster than China, expanding by more than 30% year over year. So to control electric costs, big cloud computing companies are traveling to the ends of the earth.
My name is Joel Kjellgren, and I work for Facebook in Luleå as the data center manager for our data center here in Sweden.
Luleå is just south of the Arctic Circle, but that doesn't stop Joel Kjellgren from biking to work every day. His bike does have special tires.
Yeah, with steel studs on them to prevent, well, you don't want to go on ice, especially without them. It could be a bit slippy.
Temperatures are brisk.
Right now it's just about freezing, but like, I mean, in January it's pretty cold. See, in Fahrenheit it would be down to like minus 20, 25 maybe, something like that.
But that's one reason Facebook is here. The company uses the Arctic air to cool its machines for free. Cheap, reliable hydroelectricity powers them. Facebook's Luleå data center is one of the most efficient on the planet. And more than 4,000 miles away, in central Iowa, Facebook is building another one.
Right now we are on the project site.
But this project isn't the data center itself, it's a wind farm. In a few more months, more than 60 windmills will take root here. Each will be more than 400 feet tall. In the past few years, Greenpeace has leaned on companies like Apple and Facebook, pushing them to invest and use renewable energy. Apple now runs its iCloud on a mix of solar, hydro, and wind. But other firms are not moving as fast, and Gary Cook at Greenpeace is worried that as the cloud grows, it could easily foul the planet. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.